Have you ever felt an inexplicable sense of peace, seen a glimmer of light in the corner of your eye, or heard a whisper that seemed too divine to be merely the wind? Such experiences can leave us questioning the boundaries between the natural and the supernatural. What if these signs were indicators of angelic presence in your home? The Bible is replete with stories of angels, those celestial beings sent by God to guide, protect, and deliver messages to humankind. In this comprehensive script, we will journey through the scriptures, exploring tales of angelic encounters, divine interventions, and mysterious signs that signal the presence of angels. So, settle in and prepare to discover if angels might be present in your own home. The story of Jacob's ladder, Genesis 28 verses 10 to 22. Our journey begins with Jacob, the son of Isaac and the grandson of Abraham. Jacob, fleeing from his brother Esau, found himself alone and weary in a desolate place. As night fell, he laid down to rest, using a stone for a pillow. It was here, in his vulnerability, that Jacob experienced a divine encounter. In a dream, Jacob saw a ladder stretching from the earth to heaven, with angels ascending and descending upon it. At the top of the ladder stood the Lord, who spoke to Jacob, reaffirming the covenant he made with Abraham and Isaac. God promised Jacob that his descendants would be as numerous as the dust of the earth, and that through his lineage, all nations would be blessed. When Jacob awoke, he was filled with awe and fear. He declared, "Surely the Lord is in this place, and I was not aware of it." Genesis 28 verse 16. He took the stone he had slept on, set it up as a pillar, and poured oil on top of it, naming the place Bethel, meaning house of God. This story illustrates how angels can act as messengers, bringing God's promises and reassurances to his people. It also shows that divine encounters can happen in the most unexpected places, transforming ordinary locations into sacred spaces. The birth of Jesus, Luke 1 verses 26 to 38, Matthew 1 verses 18 to 25. The narrative of Jesus' birth is rich with angelic activity, beginning with the Annunciation. The angel Gabriel was sent by God to a young virgin named Mary, living in the town of Nazareth. Gabriel greeted Mary with the words, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Luke 1 verse 28. Understandably, Mary was troubled by his words, but Gabriel reassured her, explaining that she had found favor with God and would conceive a son by the Holy Spirit. This child, Jesus, would be great and called the Son of the Most High. Mary, though initially perplexed, responded with faith and obedience, saying, "I am the Lord's servant. May your word to me be fulfilled." Luke 1 verse 38. This moment marked the beginning of the fulfillment of God's plan for the salvation of humanity. In a parallel event, Joseph, Mary's betrothed, faced a dilemma upon learning of her pregnancy. Being a righteous man, he considered divorcing her quietly to avoid public disgrace. However, an angel appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit." Matthew 1 verse 20. The angel instructed Joseph to name the child Jesus, for he would save his people from their sins. Joseph obeyed, taking Mary as his wife and embracing the divine role set before them. These angelic visitations were crucial in guiding and reassuring Mary and Joseph, underscoring the angels' roles as messengers of God's divine plan. Angelic protection. The story of Daniel in the lion's den, Daniel 6 verses 1 to 23. The story of Daniel in the lion's den is a powerful testament to divine protection through angelic intervention. Daniel, a high-ranking official in the kingdom of Darius, distinguished himself through his exceptional qualities, causing jealousy among other administrators. They conspired to trap Daniel by convincing King Darius to issue a decree that anyone who prayed to any god or human other than the king would be thrown into the lion's den. Despite the decree, Daniel continued his practice of praying three times a day to God, as was his custom. His enemies reported this to the king, who, though distressed, was bound by law to enforce the decree. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and a stone was placed over its mouth. That night, King Darius could not sleep and hurried to the den at dawn. He called out, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to rescue you from the lions?" Daniel 6 verse 20. Daniel answered, "My God sent his angel, and he shut the mouths of the lions. They have not hurt me, because I was found innocent in his sight." Daniel 6 verse 22. Overjoyed, the king ordered Daniel to be lifted out of the den unharmed, and those who had falsely accused him were thrown into the den instead. This dramatic rescue illustrates how God uses angels to protect his faithful servants in times of peril, affirming his power and justice. The shepherds and the birth of Christ, Luke 2 verses 8 to 20. On the night of Jesus' birth, an angelic announcement transformed the lives of a group of humble shepherds. They were tending their flocks in the fields near Bethlehem when an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. Terrified, the shepherds heard the angel say, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord," Luke 2 verses 10 to 11. The angel provided a sign. They would find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a multitude of heavenly hosts appeared, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests," Luke 2 verse 14. The shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and found Mary, Joseph, and the baby, just as the angel had said. They spread the word about what they had been told and returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all they had seen and heard. This encounter highlights how angels not only deliver messages, but also inspire worship and testimony among those who witness their divine proclamations. Peter's miraculous escape from prison, Acts 12 verses 1 to 19. The early Christian church faced severe persecution, and one of the most dramatic examples of angelic intervention occurred when Peter was imprisoned by King Herod. Herod had already executed James, the brother of John, and seeing that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded to arrest Peter, intending to bring him to trial after the Passover. Peter was placed under heavy guard, bound with chains, and watched by four squads of soldiers. The night before his trial, while Peter was sleeping, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. The angel struck Peter on the side to wake him and said, "Quick, get up." The chains fell off Peter's wrists. The angel then instructed him to dress and follow. Peter, thinking it was a vision, followed the angel through the prison. They passed the guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city, which opened by itself. After they had walked the length of one street, the angel left him. Realizing it was not a dream, Peter said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me from Herod's clutches and from everything the Jewish people were hoping would happen." Acts 12 verse 11. Peter went to the house of Mary, the mother of John Mark, where many had gathered to pray. The servant girl, Rhoda, was so overjoyed to hear Peter's voice that she ran back without opening the door, exclaiming that Peter was at the gate. Eventually, they let him in, astonished at his miraculous escape. This account demonstrates the power of prayer and how God sends his angels to deliver his servants from dire situations, reinforcing the early Christians' faith in his protection. Elijah and the angel's provision, 1 Kings 19 verses 1 to 8. The prophet Elijah, after a great victory over the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, found himself in a state of deep despair. Queen Jezebel, enraged by the defeat of her prophets, vowed to kill Elijah. Fleeing for his life, Elijah traveled into the wilderness, where he sat down under a broom bush and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors," 1 Kings 19 verse 4. Exhausted, Elijah fell asleep. An angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." Elijah looked around and saw a cake of bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you," 1 Kings 19 verse 7. Strengthened by that food, Elijah traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. This story highlights how angels minister to God's servants in their times of greatest need, providing sustenance and encouragement to continue their divinely appointed missions. The ascension of Jesus, Acts 1 verses 9 to 11. After his resurrection, Jesus spent 40 days appearing to his disciples and speaking about the kingdom of God. On the day of his ascension, Jesus led his disciples out to the vicinity of Bethany. He lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. The disciples watched intently as a cloud hid him from their sight. As they were looking up into the sky, two men dressed in white stood beside them and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven," Acts 1 verse 11. These men, identified as angels, reassured the disciples of Jesus' eventual return and encouraged them to focus on the mission he had given them. This encounter underscores the role of angels in providing divine comfort and clarity during pivotal moments, ensuring that God's people remain steadfast in their faith and purpose. Throughout the Bible, angels play a vital role in God's interactions with humanity. They serve as messengers, protectors, providers, and comforters, bridging the gap between the divine and the earthly. From Jacob's ladder to Jesus' ascension, these celestial beings appear in moments of great significance, guiding and guarding those who follow God's path. As you reflect on these stories, consider the mysterious signs that may indicate angelic presence in your own life. Whether through a whisper of reassurance, an inexplicable sense of peace, or a timely provision, angels continue to minister to us, reminding us of God's constant love and care. So, the next time you feel a touch of the divine in your home, remember these biblical examples and take heart in knowing that you are not alone. Angels are ever present, watching over you and fulfilling God's will in your life. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.